this, and maybe I'm blind, thinking I can see through this and see what's behind. Got no way to prove it, so maybe I'm lying, but I'm only human.
Welcome back to Pop Culture Failure, where we watch a thing and then see how it stands up. I'm Sky.
I'm Jake.
Usually we watch something from our past, but we're doing Marvel's Inhumans.
You say usually, but we've only done one other show, so...
Yeah, but we watched
all the other crap
and old stuff from our youth, except for Dylan Dog Dead of Night, which was relatively recently, comparatively.
I suppose that's true.
But yeah, so we're watching Marvel's Inhumans. This is episode 2.
I think really instead of watching something from our past, we just watched something that's supposed to have been good that isn't. Because it's a pop culture failure. You see, Sky?
Yeah, but everything that we watch is from the past.
But anyway, Disney's Marvel's The Inhumans.
I don't really have anything else that we need to talk about.
Nope. Do you want to just do the damn thing. All
right. So if you remember...
Some stuff happened,
and the Inhuman royal family is now on Earth in Hawaii for a vacation.
It's not as fun as Lilo and Stitch. I'll tell you that right now. If anyone's like, Lilo and Stitch is a hoot, that takes place in Hawaii. This is not a hoot.
No. It opens up with Medusa thinking about her getting her head shaved. And she's sad because she doesn't have hair.
I would be too.
Yeah. She's got, like, I don't know how I feel about this dress, but it looks dumb, I think.
Well.
It's the weird cleavage slash through the chest.
I mean, that's very comic booky.
It is. But it looks, it's hard to make comic book stuff look good in real life.
Yeah. Here's what I think about this show, as long as we're talking
about it. Do tell.
Since nothing's actually happened. I think if this was just a show that was unrelated to a universe that we, like, had, that had Captain America Civil War and Jessica Jones in it, that are both really, really good, this would just be a regular show that wouldn't be terrible. It just would just be a show. It would just be a thing. But it's in a universe that's so good that it makes it extra bad.
The bar is set pretty high.
Yeah. And if there was no bar, this would just be like, you know, here you go, guys. Here's the little thing.
I suppose, but there nobody would have greenlit an Inhumans show without the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Right. And it wouldn't be Inhumans. It would just be like, Royal Family Coup Time.
It's a great title.
Yeah, well, you know.
We cut over to Karnak, who is also somewhere in Hawaii. Lockjaw did a thing, and he accidentally dispersed them throughout Hawaii instead of all in one spot. Gorgon is on beach still.
Can hooves work on, like, are horses good at walking on sand?
I don't think so. I know riding horses on the beach is a thing I've seen in rom-coms.
Yeah.
And in Scrubs.
All your rom-coms that you like. My favorite rom-com is episode 2 of The Inhumans.
Pretty good so far. So we cut over to Black Bolt, who's still just standing in the middle of an intersection. Lockjaw's hanging out. There's a guy in a cab who had plenty of time to see both of them. Instead, wheels around them real hard and smashes into a car. Like, he gets out of the cab all pissed off at Black Bolt because he smashed into a car.
This happened to me yesterday, Sky. I was driving along, and I was turning a big corner, and there was a truck in front of me, and then as that truck was turning the corner, this minivan, like, whipped around like it was gonna do a U-turn right there. But then it stopped midway because it was like, oh, it saw that truck finally and it's not gonna go. And then the truck sort of went around it, and then I followed the truck, only to find out there was a person laying in the road.
Oh?
As if they had fallen there, and it was dark, so it's a good thing that minivan saw them. And then what they were doing was blocking the traffic from running that person over, because where we were at, we probably wouldn't have seen them.
Oh.
So much like Lockjaw and this man in the cab, I understand his plight. Because I didn't even realize it was a person at first. I thought it was a garbage bag. Like, I thought, like, something happened in that van and their garbage bag of stuff fell. Because the person was wearing a big black poofy coat.
Hmm.
I think they were just crossing the street and they fell or something. It was weird. I meant to tell you that before we started recording, but this reminded me.
I think it's better I find out this way.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. Did you stop and help that man?
No, there was no, like, I would have backed up traffic forever at the intersection, and that van was on it, so. I came back that way shortly after, and it was, everything was fine. There were no people.
What if that van was abducting that person?
Well, then they shouldn't have been laying in the road.
Well, I'm just saying, maybe they, like, hit him with a sleep dart.
Oh.
And then they were collecting them.
If someone's shooting someone with sleep darts, I certainly don't want to get involved.
Fair enough.
I'm very susceptible to sleep darts.
You do nap very readily.
And very easily. Like, I don't even need a sleep dart and I can go to bed right now.
So,
Black Bolt, there's a thing going on.
Yeah, Black Bolt, there's the collision, and then some lady runs out into the intersection and starts snapping photographs of Black Bolt. He snatches her phone, and she doesn't get any lines, and apparently her phone is a banana, not an apple.
Also, Lockjaw just abandons Black Bolt. He's just as treasonous as Maximus.
He just dips right out.
Like, he's gonna be put in the brig for that just as much as Max.
The cab driver's like, hey, that guy caused this. Chase that guy. And we cut up to the moon. Crystal's in the thinking room, the quiet room. It is a bowl.
Is it a bowl because you can't, like, the walls are just steep enough you can't get out? Because they don't look like that you couldn't. Like, an athletic person could get out of there.
Probably.
I could.
I don't know how high up it goes, though.
It didn't seem like it was that high.
But Crystal's in there. Apparently she can't use her powers or something. I don't know. Max comes in and is like, hey, you should join my team. She says no, and then Lockjaw pops up, and there's, I don't know, Lady Nappington. There's another power nullificator lady.
She's different
from the first one.
She doesn't necessarily nullify his power. She just puts him to sleep.
Well, I guess that's fair. The dog just falls down.
Yeah, and goes to sleep. So that's her power, is naps.
Then we get the brief credits, and we're back down to Hawaii, where Medusa is calling Black Bolt. And for some reason, she's calling him and not using her foldable cell phone wristwatch to, like, text him or video chat with him.
It's so weird when they call each other in these things. Instead of, like, talking into their wrist communicator,
they just
stand and talk. It's so weird.
Yeah. Everybody has a Bluetooth, I guess, embedded in their molars.
I guess like in Charlie's Angels. But, is that like, a thing in Charlie's Angels?
Yeah, they call it the molar mic. At least in the movies. I saw the first one. It wasn't good.
Guys, if you need to know anything about Sky, he'll see anything Lucy Liu is in. Andrew Barrymore.
I don't really care
for and Barrymore. Cameron Diaz.
She's fine. Medusa's trying to talk to him and get information from him. He can't speak. Well, I guess if he did speak, she would know exactly where he is, because she could just follow the path of destruction.
That's true.
But instead,
can't he just howl upwards?
Doesn't really have to howl. He'd be like, yo. And then there would just be like a funnel cloud where his voice went out. Yeah.
They're on an island. I mean, it's not like...
Yeah. It's a finite space.
Lockjaw...
I was complaining about how Lockjaw dispersed them, but I guess in the grand scale of the Earth, they're pretty close together.
Even the fucking scale of the Hawaiian Islands, they're all on the same island, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, that's true. Medusa notices a tour group, and she just randomly gets on their bus. Nobody stops her or notices, hey, here's a new person who wandered up. Because why would they? Fuck it. It's fine.
It's a commentary on tourism or something.
It must be. So we cut over to Karnak. And Jake, what's Karnak's powers?
I think he can see the probability of things, the outcome, the potential outcomes.
Can he also see the flaws in everything?
It seems like it.
Okay. Well.
Because last time we watched him go, hey, if I fight like this, I'll die.
Yeah.
And he sees his death.
Yeah. So... when he free climbs down this cliff, what do you think the reasoning behind him not knowing where to put his feet?
Well, I think he was just so excited to be in Hawaii that he forgot to use his powers.
That's fair. Yeah, he takes a tumble and smashes his head pretty good.
I guess he can turn his powers on and off, and he was just like, climbing down a wall, easy peasy on the moon, different gravity.
I guess.
Oh, there's different gravity, maybe that's his fucking problem.
Could be. I mean, the gravity looks pretty Earth normal.
It sure does.
Because nobody else seems to have that problem.
Until we watch Black Bolt run later.
We jump back up to the moon. Maximus tells his lady bodyguard to go gather the genetic council or something. And then Crystal's brought before him. And he again is like, I kind of am going to hint at I want to bang you. You should join my team.
Yeah, Maximus is kind of sympathetic in the first episode. And he just gets... kind of creepy and worse as this episode goes on.
He's got that MRA douchebag vibe to him, and harder to be on his side.
What's MRA mean?
Men's rights activist.
Oh, yeah.
A knight in shining fedora.
Yeah.
Crystal, you have superpowers that are real strong. Why are you even entertaining this? Just do something. Do anything.
Encase his head in fire and or ice.
And go find your dog. That apparently Lockjaw's your dog. She asks about him before her family.
I mean, he is better than her family.
At many things, yes.
Max. He's a better actor. He's a better dog.
It's true. Crystal's not that great an actress, but that's not the worst problem in the show.
She just stands there and stares off a lot.
Yeah, some of her delivery's not great, but it's fine. Max is basically telling her, your parents died trying to do the thing that I'm doing right now. You should be on my team, or I'll imprison you in your very plush apartment.
Yeah, imprison me in my room all you want. It sounds fucking great. Yeah. Her hair is very distracting. It just looks like she tried to use a flat iron and held it on there too long.
Burned the shit out of one strip. It really does, now that you mention that. I don't know, like, do you think they just put a stencil down and sprayed that?
Yes. Okay. Yes, I do.
That's pretty much how it looks. That circle is very vague.
Yeah, it's probably really, like, perfect when they first did it.
Yeah. Well, she keeps moving.
Stop moving, pretend Amanda Bynes.
Her handcuffs don't even have, like, glowing lights on them inhibiting her powers or something. She's just putting up with this. What are you doing, Crystal? Max makes a very thinly veiled threat.
Yeah, he's just constantly kind of threatening people.
And he's like, hey, I'll kill your dog if you don't help me.
The throne looks so uncomfortable.
It does, because it's just a series of platforms and not like a chair.
Yeah. In that throne room, they had statues of all the former kings.
Yeah.
Because there's like one of Black Bolt and then other kings. If I was Maximus, the first thing I would do is commission my statue. That way, if anything goes awry, there will at least be a statue of me.
There's at least 5 statues, so they've been around for at least 5 generations. We were asking in the last episode how long they've been on the moon. And I guess at least 5 generations.
So how long's a generation?
I don't know, like 90 years.
So they've been up there, okay. But they still have garbage bags and hair gel, so what does that mean?
And electric razors.
Yeah. I mean, I guess they can watch what's happening on the Earth, so they're like, hey, they invented garbage bags, what a good idea. Look at how good their hair looks. Let's get some of that hair gel. And then they send the dog. They give him a 20 and they send him down there to get some hair gel.
Or maybe Max is mad because he's their errand boy. He's the only human.
So he has to go to Earth. And he's seen Earth and he knows how boss it is. And no one will listen to him. He's like, do you guys know they have the internet?
Look, it's called a Tamagotchi. It's pretty rad.
Yeah. I brought back these Dippin' Dots.
It's the ice cream of the future.
Guys, the future.
I know we have space guns and we live on the moon.
Yeah, we live in the future. We should be eating this all the time. We can put it in our square bowls.
Circles and squares, guys! And they all just shit on his dreams, and that's why he had to throw a coup. Because of Dippin' Dots and Tamagotchis.
He's like, have you guys ever had Chipotle before?
It's pretty rad. What's a chicken?
So on the Earth, Gorgon's just scraping into the sea, and I really like that there's a shot of, like, the water gently touching his hooves, and then the next shot he's like deep in the water, so you can't see that he's not wearing the hooves in the water because they were too expensive to get wet.
He took off his boots. I don't know what his plan is. He seems to be looking for Triton still, and his plan is to march into the ocean looking for him.
I guess he doesn't know what an ocean is.
Oh, there isn't one on the moon, I can guarantee that.
Yeah,
but also his legs are very not built for swimming,
right?
And he starts drowning, but luckily, there's a team of surf guys who saw this somehow.
If I know anything about surfing, which I only know about surfing what I've seen on television, it's that surfers are very territorial and don't want locals or non-locals on their turf. But these guys are very...
very open to this man who isn't human.
To this hooved man.
Yeah.
To everyone, he's one of those people who have powers up to where their pants or shirts start. And then it goes away.
I feel like Gorgon in the comics also has antlers or horns or something.
Or a gun.
He probably does have a gun.
I don't know.
To be fair, this Gorgon tried to leave with a gun, and then Black Bolt said
that is true.
They save him, and then they bring him to the beach, and they're sitting around having beers. He's like, I was sent here by my king to find a guy, but I think to find a guy who's probably dead. It's like, so what are you doing? He's like, I'm waiting for the dog to come pick me up.
I wouldn't give a beer to a guy who had hooves. Like, you get him all fucking drunk and he'll stomp on you and stuff on accident. He's got hooves.
And a powerful stomp. But, like, they ask him where the dog's going to bring him back to, and he says, the moon. And then one guy has the best reaction, where he's just like, cool.
I mean, they live in a world with Hulks and Ironmans. So
no, I think that's a genuinely good reaction. He's like, cool.
Yeah.
I want to go to the moon. Sounds cool.
And I mean, I don't, you know, if this takes place in 2017, what, 5 years ago, they watched a wormhole open up and a shitload of aliens come out of it. So, you know.
Yeah.
Plus, there was that, what, that monster dog running around London from Thor 2. Wasn't there some sort of, there was some sort of monster. And then at the end, we saw it was still running around London.
It's been a bit since I've seen Thor
2. Well, there was one. Plus, they had Kat Dennings. So
I remember that much.
Yeah, they should, they're probably used to some shit going down.
From there, we cut over to pretend NASA.
It's so pretend that they're just in a warehouse with a few computers and a giant screen.
And some guy walks up to our, I don't know her name.
I know nothing about her. Other than she's science.
I genuinely don't know if they gave her a name.
Okay.
They will eventually, but we don't know this woman's name. She's the one who thinks that she saw a hoof. And her boss comes up and is like, so, still talking hooves, huh?
She's a nerd because she has glasses.
And works for pretend NASA.
Yeah, works for lowercase s space.
And he's like, yeah, we need you. Or, well, first she's like, I noticed some energy flares detected by things. It was Lockjaw leaving the moon and showing up on...
Well, her name's Louise. Man just said it.
Cool. But she was able to
triangulate where they went.
Yeah, so they're all in an island in Hawaii.
But she explains it all in a way people don't talk, and it's really weird. Yeah. I don't
know what her plan is. She's positive that something has left the moon and showed up on Earth. And in any other context, that would be insane.
But I guess she also lives in this Iron Man, Dog Thor,
Super
Hulk
Soldier
world. Yeah.
Red Skull Man.
Yeah, I get. Yeah,
the Hulk destroyed Harlem like 2 days ago.
I don't think it's been 2 days.
Well, I don't know, relatively recently.
They,
I don't know where this falls in the timeline. No, neither do you.
I mean, unless it says specifically the Marvel movies tend to take place in the year they came out. Except for Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Her boss says...
That's just 6 months later.
Hey,
I'm just going to keep doing that.
You're acting crazy, so we're going to relieve you of your duties. What are her duties? Never stated. I guess moon roving.
Since you're acting like a moody bitch talking about moons, we're gonna relieve you of your hanging out alone in this giant warehouse. Wait, what?
Antics.
Why did you go insane? Because there's no human contact in your job? Just a big empty warehouse with screen.
She decides that she's gonna take some time off also. Okay.
She literally meant that too. I thought she meant like, oh, I guess I'm fired, but I'm going to pretend like it's cool. But no, I guess she's going on vacation. We find out later.
Yeah, I bet she goes to Hawaii.
Yeah.
So, Karnak wakes up from his tumble. He fell down a cliff, probably a good 70 feet, and he smacked his head pretty good. He's got a pretty bloody head wound. And his first thought is, I need to find my king. I'm glad they didn't go, I have amnesia. Instead, they went, oh, my powers are fucked up because I hit my head real hard, like Cyclops.
Oh, so he has to wear Ruby Quartz glasses to use his powers now? Or to not use his powers?
That's right. So his geometry is all fucked up now.
We don't know that yet, Sky.
Well, that's true.
Fucking spoiler alert.
We can infer it, though.
Jesus Christ, someone came into this and they're like, I'm going to get the full Inhumans experience. And you're over here just throwing things around like it's no thing.
They are getting the full Inhumans experience.
They're getting something.
Without having to sit. You have to sit through us. Talking about it.
Who had to sit through it twice? This is bullshit.
This is my third time.
Yeah, well, that's because you're fucking dumb. Well, A, for watching it the first time.
Good.
B, for making me watch it this time. Mm-hmm. And the last time.
So we cut over to the bus where Medusa pickpockets some guy. She steals his pocket knife. We don't know that till the end of the show.
Yeah, again. You just want to tell him how it ends?
Yeah, she stabs a guy.
Ugh.
Girl. She stabs a girl.
Stab you right now.
They go through a tunnel, and she notices her reflection for the first time, and it's actually a decent bit of acting where this is the first time she's seen herself without her hair. She's got such a short amount of hair, but I feel like she still should be able to move it in some way, but she does.
Coax it into growing?
Yeah. Or just, like, wave it or something, give herself a tiny mohawk, have fun with it. I don't know.
We're getting a nice hat.
Does it only activate at a certain length?
I don't know, man.
So she's riding the bus, and then we cut up to Crystal, who's just in her apartment on her balcony.
who has ice and fire powers, right?
Elemental powers.
So, yes?
Yes.
So, make a fucking ice slide like your Iceman and get out of there.
Yeah.
You have a big open window.
There's that. Also, she, like, Maximus's bodyguard lady, whose name I'll eventually know, comes in with a tray of food because that's her job, I guess? And Crystal blows up an apple or something on the tray?
Sky, it's her job because of what happens.
I know. Oh, but, like, okay. It just doesn't make sense to send in, like, the leader of your security team when you could just have a crony do it. But the bodyguard lady makes a pitch of, you should join us. Crystal still says no. When she blew up the apple, it looked as though the bodyguard lady had dropped her comlink.
So, do you think they have regular food? Like, just regular, like, food that we have?
There's, like, an apple on there. We don't actually focus on the tray.
I want to know. Do they have, like,
it's astronaut food they collect from astronauts.
Oh, they murder astronauts and take their food.
That's right.
They got an inhuman for that.
They do.
He's a murder.
His name escapes me, but he's a door. So
he's not Crystal for murdering astronauts.
He might. You don't know. Crystal calls Medusa on the bodyguard lady's cell phone wristwatch. Medusa's just on the bus still.
If she
having a conversation on speaker like an asshole.
If she would just talk into the thing on her arm,
yeah.
She wouldn't look crazy.
No.
It's 2018.
Or, you know what, take it off and use it like a phone, like you know, people do.
Which, okay, granted, maybe she doesn't know that part. Maybe she doesn't ever used a phone. But why wouldn't you just talk into it like you fucking Dick Tracy? I can do that now.
Yeah. Mine's over there, but I could do it too.
Well, then you can't do it now, Sky, can you?
Not at this exact
time. You're a goddamn liar. Anyone's going to call you in the room right now anyway.
That's true. Medusa figures out, they meant for you to get this, to make this call so they can track me. Thanks for fucking up again, Crystal.
Is Medusa more competent than
everyone else?
Black Bolt, at least?
I'm going to say yes at this current juncture.
I don't. Even in the comics, I'm never quite sure if she's supposed to be because he can't talk, so she always talks for him, and I'm never sure if it's his idea or her just talking, or, you know, what's the deal?
It's impossible to tell. His powers are more useful.
Are they?
Well, maybe not, because he can't use them without murdering everyone.
Yeah. I think if he says a little thing, it's not as powerful, right? Like, it's louder. Yeah,
I think the volume does affect the intensity. I'm not super up on the Inhumans.
But what about Inhumans versus X-Men?
I tried to read that and they were lost versus. A lot of interest very quickly.
But they were versus, Sky.
Yeah, you know what everybody loves seeing is heroes fighting each other instead of bad guys.
They were versus.
So when we come back, we see some surfer dudes. The guys are just waxing up their boards, and one of them is mocking Gorgon. He's like, I thought you said you were a fighter. He's like, I am a fighter! Then bring the fight to you. So Gorgon uses his cell phone to call Max. He's like...
He uses the thing we just learned can happen.
Yeah.
And then Max answers his arm thing in the most dramatic fashion.
Yeah.
Kicks his arms out, whips his hands around, yeah. Beeps the boop on his arm.
Everybody in the show is a drama queen.
Drama queen!
But Gorgon's just like, hey, maybe, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? And is everybody okay?
This is the point where I decided that it was no good that they just have conversations without talking into something.
Because it's so weird.
It's so awkward.
And it's got to be weird for the actor to do also because...
Right, because you're not acting to anything.
Yeah, you're just yelling in a room.
And Max is standing there so weirdly. So he's, unnaturally.
He's alone in the throne room. He's alone a lot.
Well, it's Sky because he's an loner or something.
Guess.
Gorgon has a big zipper on his thing, so they have zipper technology. How old are zippers, Sky?
I have no idea.
Look that up. Find out how old zippers are.
Gorgon made the call from the beach where everybody is, and he's like, you guys should leave. They're like, we don't want to leave our beach.
Yeah.
It's like, well, I already made the call, and they're going to come for me here.
Yeah. So they're going to murder you.
They're probably going to kill you. But they're like, we'll fight. Do you guys know what's coming at all? Space guns!
No, they don't, because they're regular people. They got a Hulk who will come save them. He saves
them. Do they?
Well, at this point, probably not. He's probably off in space with Thor.
So we cut over to Louise, what's her name?
I think so.
She's getting some stuff out of her office, but by no means all of the stuff. Instead, she just grabs a keychain that's a rocket, and then she leaves.
So she's not fired? She's just leaving on vacation? Maybe it's her office at home? I guess
she decided she wasn't leaving?
I mean, maybe it was our office at home. I don't know.
I don't know. But we cut back to
Carter. Doesn't matter.
He's wandering around, and he finds a stream, and he sniffs it. And he's like, oh, this water's fine.
That water's probably so delicious.
Maybe, or it's poison. When you're supposed to boil water, you find.
Not in Hawaii. 1893?
1893 was the first zipper, when the zipper was invented.
1893. That's not 500
called
years
it a spareable fastener.
Spareable fastener. Now we fuck with zippers all the time. Like, it ain't no thing.
But eventually Karnak realizes, oh, I went in a giant circle because I found my head blood on this tree.
Head blood.
That's where it came from.
Karnak's head blood is the name of our band.
He's got a big, nasty cut on his head. So he realizes that his powers aren't working, and he, faced with, you know, actual decisions to make, collapses and hugs himself and does not leave from that spot.
I mean, that's what I would do.
I mean, that's a very realistic reaction to suddenly not knowing how to do anything. Back up to the moon, Maximus is talking to the head of security, whose name I really wish I knew. But she's
do they tell us her name?
He refers to her by name at some point, I think during this exchange.
And Medusa says her name to Crystal.
But Max is sending her to Earth to bring or to deal with the family. And she's like, what does that mean? He's like, you know, bring him back or kill him. I don't know, whatever. I don't care. She has to go see Eldrak, the doorman, to get to Earth because the dog's off, you know, off the table.
Are these their only two ways to get places?
I would assume they probably have ships of some sort.
Yeah.
But they don't ever use them. Because why would you?
Because they're expensive. Dog.
Auron is her name.
Auron.
So she goes to see Eldrak, and he's, instead of a freestanding door like he should be, he's a wall. And she shows him her cell phone. She's like, send me here. He's like, I don't want to. I love that he's like, no, I don't want to. It hurts. Being a door hurts, apparently.
Yeah. First of all, the box is what they go in to become Inhumans aren't that big. As big as this wall is. So, what happened, I wonder?
I don't know. It doesn't make sense in the context because, like, the girl emerged with her wings immediately.
Yes. And so, that mist cleared and there was just a wall in there that could talk?
This used to be the room?
Yeah, and it just exploded out and then the mist settled and he was like, I guess I'm a wall that can transport people now. And he talked all slow and shit like rocks do.
So how does he
pee? I don't know.
Have a family?
Because he had a family before.
Well, like, okay.
Prometheus and his sister had families. You know, like they had like their mom and dad.
Right.
He probably has a mom and dad and a sister.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. I was assuming that when she's threatened to bring, she's blackmailing him into transporting her where she wants to go by threatening his family to bring them in garbage bags. Apparently, they have garbage bags on the moon. And I had assumed that meant, like, wife and kids, but I was going to ask how that would have happened, because they get pterogenesis.
Also, maybe he has a bunch of, like, birds that he considers family.
That could be.
That's how you fill a garbage bag. It takes several garbage bags to bring people in.
Garbage bags full of birds.
Yeah. These are, what's his name? Gorgon? Gorak?
Which one?
Gorgon, the wall.
Eldrak.
Eldrak. These are Eldrak's birds.
Spanish for the Drek.
It's Spanish for the Birdman.
I don't think that's accurate.
El Drac. That's how you have to say it. With a weird inflection. Do you want to just not watch the rest of this and just speculate on the wall man?
Yes.
She basically walks into his vagina.
There is a very vaginal opening that opens up that she strolls through. So she threatens him again, saying, if you hurt me, the guards will fuck you up. And then he teleports her into some rocks, which should have severed her legs, but instead she's fine and just shoots the rocks out of her legs, which doesn't make any sense to me. She should have been screaming in pain and crippled, but she's not, so okay, great.
I mean, we find out what her power is later, so maybe it fixes her. She's Wolverine.
Meh, more or less. So we cut over to Medusa, and she's very excited to get off the bus.
She's gotta go to the bathroom. That's just what it reminds me of, like, when you'd be on a Martian band trip and you'd have to go to the bathroom and be like, let me out this fucking bus!
Yeah, that's fair. But also, she has that tracer.
Oh, yeah, there's that.
She's probably trying to get away from.
They must have toilets on the moon, right? So
I would assume
they
so.
Probably.
They all, well, not all of them, but a lot of them have human physiques. So
yeah, I'm sure the wall man doesn't have to go poop, but
no, he's wall. He can teleport his waste wherever it needs to
God, go. God, imagine having a dog like Lockjaw who could just teleport itself outside to go poop and then come back in. It would be great.
Yeah, as long as he comes back. So we get a pretty neat visual trick here when we cut over to the lady whose name I already forgot. She's the head of security.
Auryn.
She takes off the wristwatch and she flattens it out and then unfolds it so it's a regular cell phone.
Yeah, that's pretty neat.
Yeah, it's a cool visual.
I hope you ask me later what the most turtle-rific thing in the show is so I can remind me that it's that. Because I'm going to forget. And I'll say the dog.
Is that going to be your default?
Well, he's great.
Yeah, he's a good dog.
He's a good dog. I mean, all dogs are good dogs, but there's degrees of good.
Some dogs are jerks, that's true.
We'll find out if Otis pooped on the floor when I get home.
Otis is his dog.
He said to live in a box while we're at work. We're on the same schedule.
So we cut over to Black Bolt, who's strolling down an alley, and he notices that what he's wearing
it's from ridiculous. The moon
is not what the people on Earth are playing. He strolls into a men's warehouse, I guess.
Yeah, I want you to take note on how comfortable he seems in this stiff leather ensemble. And for some reason, he doesn't get this cool-ass Hawaiian shirt.
There's a woman who walks up, she's like, oh, can I help you? And he obviously doesn't say anything. She's, oh, you don't speak English. She decides that immediately and is like, I'm going to start dressing.
I mean, that would be my assumption as well. Now he's so uncomfortable in this fucking fabric. Like, well, it's stiff, not like the leather that we wear on the moon.
And then he just fucking leaves wearing a suit like an asshole. She's clearly trying to stop him and he understands English and he just waves her off and leaves.
He's like, got shit to do or something. He's got to find Medusa.
He doesn't know where to go.
He knows he has to find Medusa.
So the lady who helped him at the store calls the cops because of shoplifting, and then a policeman pulls up, gun drawn, immediately. Probably a social commentary. I feel like you should just pull up and like yell, stop, you know, freeze, and then come out. But he goes gun first. Like, he doesn't even open the door yet.
I bet Hawaii seems real nice. I bet he's not gotten to do anything in a while.
He tells Black Bolt to get on his knees and hold your hands up, and Black Bolt complies until the policeman touches him, at which point he throws him on the ground and handcuffs the policeman. He could have thrown him into the car or into space, but instead he just, you know, does the thing and walks away.
Well, he's not a murderer, Sky. Yeah.
Well, like, the response gets after this from the police is...
Yeah. And then he starts running, and I think he figures out how to run, but his beginning of running is really good. That's also my most turtle-rific part of
it. Here's the thing. Like, this response is, I don't know, 7 police cars for one shoplifter? Because the policeman who got thrown on the ground
could not
have radioed for help.
Yeah, I guess they didn't know about that yet. I'm telling you, they're bored.
That's probable.
This is the most exciting thing to happen to these guys in a long time.
I don't know, 5 policemen with batons start wailing on Black Bolt, and he's putting up with it for the most part. And then he has had enough, and then he throws a couple of dudes, and then he gets tased, and he accidentally mutters a thing.
He says, poo!
And he flips a car, or he destroys a cop car.
It flips so many times.
It flips like 50 times!
Which would be cool if there weren't so many cuts in between, like, it flipping.
They reset the car.
Yeah. Alright, we flip it 3 times, film it, flip it 3 times, film it.
Yeah. So they knock him down, and then 4 dudes just wail on him with a baton, and they're kicking him on the ground. It's like, that is way too much force, right?
Yes. Okay. But no one has ever resisted arrest in Hawaii, because everyone's fucking cool and chill.
He also wasn't resisting at that moment.
Yeah, at that moment, but he had, so they got to kick. Plus, he flipped that car.
Yeah, so they know that he could fuck up a car something severe, and they decided to beat him up anyway.
Seems hard to say.
Poor choices all around, is all I'm saying. Cut back up to the moon.
Meanwhile, on the moon! I'm gonna start doing that.
Thanks. Max summoned, Ulysses. And he's like, hey, any more visions? And Ulysses hasn't had any. He's like, okay, well, that's fine. He goes to pat his hand. And that triggers the seizure.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be him, like, comforting him, but it's very forced and, like, kind of scary.
Yeah.
Like, let me grab your hand!
And Ulysses sees a bunch of people in silver robes trying to kill him. And immediately, Max is like, oh, it's the Genetic Council.
The people who might want to kill me, right. Want to kill me, believe it or not.
Who would have thought, except everyone watching the show.
I feel like the Genetic Council is exactly
Bronage
the people
is his
who,
name.
Bronage. Bronage. Bro.
It's such a bad name, and it sounds like something like a frat guy came up with.
Bronage.
Bronage. A Bronage.
See you later, Bronage. Don't forget the taquitos, Bronage.
Yeah, like four dudes get together for a Bronage.
Yeah. I can't decide if these Hawaiian natives wearing Hawaiian shirts is racist or not.
I don't feel like it's authentic.
Uh-uh. And I know white people put him in that shirt is why oh, you're Hawaiian.
Oh, so no, you have a closet full of these, right?
No, I'm Hispanic. No, just put this on. Yeah, for reference, I think that man is actually Hawaiian.
Yeah, probably.
What I said was a joke. I think so.
It's hard to tell.
They Adam Sandler'd it. They just shot there because they wanted to hang out in Hawaii.
That would explain so much if this was an Adam Sandler project.
It really would. I hear he's really great, though, like, as a person.
Is that right?
He's, like, super nice, and, like...
Well, he gives his friends millions of dollars all the time.
Yeah. Well, and, like, anyone who works for him, he's just, like, real good to them. And he, like, builds a basketball court wherever he makes a movie and just plays basketball with everyone.
Yeah, that sounds right. The dude loves basketball.
For some reason. For being so doughy. He can't play basketball in cargo shorts, but I bet he does every day.
That's all he owns. So we see Luis arriving in Hawaii, and that's all for her. And then we cut up to the moon again, where...
she doesn't just arrive in Hawaii. She sees on the screen that...
Oh, she does see...
That's important.
That Black Bolt accidentally flipped the car. So Max approaches the Genetic Council. He's like, hey, fall in line with me, or I'm going to murder you all.
They're just in that weird courtyard. That weird rocky courtyard.
He uses 1,000 more words than I just did. But basically, he's join me or die.
Yeah.
And he has four dudes behind him with space guns.
Because he has that convenient wall where they hid and, like, popped up from. Yep. So they could be like...
For drama.
Ah, we have guns. Watch out.
You guys have some sort of superpowers that are good. We don't know what they are and we'll never find out.
What are you talking about? That man has space stripes. That's his power. That made him good enough to be on the Genetic Council. I think that man has duck feet. Oh, and that lady, she has a tail, but it's made of spaghetti sauce.
Oh.
Not spaghetti noodles. Spaghetti sauce.
I heard you.
And then that other guy, his power is he, when he speaks, he throws up goldfish.
Oh.
Yeah. I looked it all up while you were in the bathroom before. So now you know what everyone's powers are.
Neato. I think that those people are very worthy of being in the Genetic Council.
Absolutely.
Having the coolest superpowers.
The man throws up goldfish, Sky. For heaven's sakes. He's the original Steve-O.
They used to do that in the 20s a lot.
Throw up goldfish?
No, swallow goldfish whole.
Oh.
Alive.
For and reasons then, and then throw them up?
No. They just swallow them for part like a party trick. For shits and giggles.
That's super weird.
Yeah, well, the 20s were a weird time.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Too much credit.
Too much credit?
Yeah, it's they built up that bubble and then the Great Depression happened.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I guess I didn't know what you meant.
Real history. I know some real stuff.
What? You've never exhibited knowledge of real things, so I was confused. That's your fault.
I said that's fair.
Unless you were like, here's a history lesson about feudal Japan, then I'd be like, this guy knows what he's saying.
I actually know very little about feudal Japan.
I bet you know more than me.
That's probable.
I
have read Usagi Yojimbo.
I don't know anything.
I bet you know they had swords.
Yeah, that's true. Is that what, is there a Tom Cruise movie where he's the samurai or something?
He's the last samurai.
Yeah, that's the one.
Back up to the moon.
Meanwhile, on the moon.
Max visits Crystal as she's lounging about in her plush apartment. She's got bar stools and everything.
For when she entertains guests, when things are going all right. We've only seen, like, you know, the rough times.
I don't know. She's having a pretty good time with her psychic doors. Like, she just stands up, because Max is doing his pitch again, and she stands up, and then the door opens automatically before she even moves towards it. She goes to stand out on her balcony like a drug lord in a Michael Bay movie.
I don't have anything to add to that.
Max is threatening Lockjaw again.
Freeze his brain right now.
Yeah, she just froze him to the spot or set him on fire. It's just... Do anything, Crystal.
He's literally just a human man.
Yeah.
Just freeze his brain.
Throw him off the balcony. That's an option, too.
Quick, set him on fire, and then use your powers to freeze their guns.
Yeah.
Or to fill their heads with water or whatever elements you can
I think muster. She can do lightning, also.
Then lightning him. Is there lightning on the moon?
There's no atmosphere on the moon, but there's atmosphere in the dome.
They're so in the blue.
I have no idea.
In the, aren't they on the blue area of the moon?
I guess there is atmo there.
Yeah.
I don't know how it works. I don't know if there's weather there.
Well, I mean, I guess I assume she controls lightning in the way that Storm controls lightning, that she, like, musters it from the sky. It doesn't shoot from her hands.
Yeah.
So much.
Sky,
what happens to Sky? What happens to a toad when it's struck by lightning?
It dies, probably.
No, the same thing that happens to everything else.
Oh, it dies then.
That's the Joss Whedon line from that movie. The X-Men movie is the movie we're talking
about. Oh, the movie's pretty good.
Yeah, especially for the year 2000.
Yeah,
so it wouldn't stand up to today's standards if it was released.
Probably not.
It'd be all Inhumans. We'd have to do a goddamn podcast about it.
Bollocks it all up. So back in Hawaii. Black Bolt is being perp-walked into the Hawaii police station, and he's not saying anything because he doesn't want to kill everyone, and then he gets a lot of guff because he hasn't said any words.
Right? Maybe he doesn't want to talk. Maybe he can't talk. The police are very... I don't know. I don't like their attitude.
We know he knows the word why.
Is that what he said when he flipped the car?
That's what he said when he killed his parents.
Oh. Yeah, because I thought when he flipped the car, he just said, Pooh! Arin.
Arin. Arin. Head of security has tracked Medusa's phone. She found it in the bus and kills the bus driver because she's a bitch.
Also, the bus driver is polishing his steering wheel.
Look, he's making it clean.
I know.
Maybe somebody barfed on it.
I appreciate how much he loves his bus.
Maybe he just sneezes directly onto a steering wheel like you do.
He died doing what he loves. Bussing.
But
Medusa was behind the bus the whole time!
And she let that man die.
She sure did. He's just a human. And as we know about the Inhumans, they don't like the Inhumans that aren't pretty. So why would they, help a human who's not even a gross Inhuman?
There's a fight scene between... Fucking Christ, what's her name?
Arin.
Arin and Medusa have a fight scene that's actually pretty good. It's well choreographed, I think.
Yeah, but it's in the sunlight, so you can really tell that Medusa's hair is just not naturally that color.
Yeah. But they have some fisticuffs. Medusa gets some good hits in. I wouldn't have expected her to be able to fight, honestly, because she had hair that could do stuff for her. Especially
yeah,
since
I guess
she used it
true.
To punch people.
Yeah. I wouldn't even fucking walk. I would just, make it walk around for me and carry me.
Yeah. So
wait till my body shrivels up real small and weird, because I never use it.
Atrophy. We jump back over to the police station. Where they're trying to process Black Bolt, and obviously his fingerprints have yielded no results because he's not from the Earth, and he's still not talking. And then they give him guff for not talking because maybe you're one of the ones that are waiting for their lawyer. It's like, that's a right that he has, man.
Right? They're just saying things they've seen on TV because they don't get to do anything.
Black Bolt takes off his handcuffs without breaking them somehow, and then all the cops draw down on him. And we cut back over to Medusa. Arin is... telling her to come quietly or whatever, and then she pulls out a knife, or Medusa pulls out a knife, and stabs Arin like a shit ton. And when we see her holding the knife, we can actually see the blade still in the knife handle. So she's clearly not getting stabbed in real life.
They rarely kill people on screen.
That's true. But like, you'd think that maybe they would have emptied it out or had her have her hold it to the side or something. Because I could see the blade. But she stabs Arin and throws her in a dumpster. We cut it back over to the police station, where Black Bolt is gesturing at whatever, and he continues going through the arrest process. Just gets up and strolls over to have his picture taken.
Then they all leave to find the photographer.
Yeah, they just leave him standing there in front of the height measurement wall.
She's not in a dumpster, she's in the back of a pickup truck.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense for her to fall into.
Yeah, when you said dumpster earlier, I was like, I don't think that's a dumpster, but I didn't know if I was right or not.
There's just a lot of tarps in there, which makes more sense to be in a pickup truck.
Unless you're behind the dumpster, if you're by the dumpster at the tarp store.
Medusa takes Arin's cell phone and calls Black Bolt again and gives him a pep talk.
I mean,
he has no response.
Why not?
Because he'll kill everyone if he...
Oh, yeah, because he'll blow the place sky high.
She flips a tarp over Aaron's body, but her legs are still dangling out of the back of the truck, and then grabs her gun and leaves. And Black Bolt surrenders his cell phone, and they take his photograph, and a very surprised and concerned look on his face.
Yeah, he doesn't seem to like having his picture taken.
Or anything on Earth, apparently. Jump back to the moon, where Maximus is visiting the mines, where we see Ulysses and his dad just digging away looking for gold or whatever.
I think it's Terrigen crystal?
Terrigen.
But the dad is just digging with his hands.
Yeah, he's got those bird leg hands.
Yeah, I guess.
That's why they threw him in the mines.
You got gross hands up to where your shirt covers. you go to the mines.
Luckily, your daughter had cool wings, so she gets to go upstairs.
Yeah, she's gonna go become a concubine.
But Max is, I don't know what he's doing here. He's like recruiting Ulysses. He has a real name in the show, but I can't remember.
It's Bronja. Bronage. Bronage.
But it's easier to remember Ulysses.
Because he's the same character from the comics.
Yeah.
But different.
Fewer face tattoos. Max gives a stirring speech to all of the
gross Inhumans.
All of their powers have to suck. There's so many of them, they would easily be able to overthrow the royal family, I would think.
Right.
I wish that they would give us, like, a population and a ratio of useless powers to useful powers, because there's so many of them, and we've only seen, like, I don't know, a handful of above-ground people. And it's just weird. Social dynamics are very difficult to understand. So we get this weird montage while Max is giving a speech about what everybody's doing right now. The Gorgon's still by himself with the surfer dudes. They haven't come for him yet, even though he's left his comm on deliberately, so Max will come and find him. Karnak's just curled up at the base of the tree he fell at. Lockjaw's passed out in the circle room. Crystal's just having a good time, hanging out in her awesome apartment. And Medusa's like, well, I killed the lady, probably. And
she's not having a good time. She's looking at her dead parents and being sad.
Whatever. She's still better off than most of them. Medusa's somewhere, just under the moonlight, and Black Bolt is being led to a cell wearing an orange prison jumpsuit. It's, I don't know, it's so weird. But Max has the under Inhumans on his team.
Ugly Inhumans. They seem to be allowed to go above ground when they're not digging.
I guess. Do they have a set work day? How do they measure days? Like the...
Maybe they use the Earth as the...
Doesn't the moon travel around the Earth like 4 times a day?
I don't know. I know fake space.
You think about space all the time.
I know fake space. Ask me how fast
this is fake space.
Well, yeah. Well, I don't know anything about this.
Fair enough.
I'm only in the second episode. Maybe episode 8 will tell us how the moon works.
Or maybe the Earth will explode and Galactus shows up.
Unfortunately, they made this before they had the rights to Galactus.
That's why it's cut off at 8.
So many commercial breaks.
I do not appreciate the amount of commercials that Hulu makes us sit through. So we open up in the parking lot of the bus stop. And, luckily, that truck's still just sitting there and nobody's been in that parking lot at all.
It probably belonged to the guy who owns or drives a bus.
Yeah, probably. Aaron.
Turns out Aaron is Wolverine.
Yeah, she sits up and pulls the knife out of her tummy. And then does some Tai Chi in front of it to collate the healing energy and shoves it into her knife wounds, and she's fine.
She politely pulls up her shirt so we can see how she heals, so we know what's happening.
She's realigning the chi.
Hate it when my chi gets realigned and rips over my thumbs.
But Medusa left her cell phone there politely.
But she probably didn't want...
Well, she didn't want to be traced obviously.
Yeah. But I guess she could have just whipped it into the woods,
Because... She smashed, like, she calls up to the moon and says, I need backup after all.
She smashed hers, but Aaron was still able to
find it.
She didn't
do a great job of smashing it.
I guess not.
It was pretty intact. She like, just, the screen was still
functioning. Yeah, she just cracked the screen.
And she was wearing, like, 6-inch high heels, and she only...
I can hear you!
Bless you. She was only using the toe of her shoe, so there wasn't a whole lot of force under that, so it just cracked the screen.
I mean, you've dropped things under a bus seat. They're really hard to find and get.
I've seen you fall in between bus seats.
It happened one time.
But it was really funny.
I hate you.
It was a good day.
It was a good time. And I fall off the bus too on the way out.
Right. I think so.
Right into Steve's. I think that was butt. The same
trip. Yeah. Good times. Oh, art class.
I really come into my own compared to back then. Way less doofy.
Maybe it's just we're around you less, so we don't know about all the doofy things you do.
No, I fall down way less than I used to.
Because you don't have an audience that you know will find funny.
I guess that's true.
So many commercials, Hulu.
So many commercials that we've already seen.
Yeah.
In this, since we watched it the second time.
I'm not paying the full price.
I think it's like $15 a month
for that. Fuck that.
Commercials. Get rid of Netflix. Up that.
Netflix has the common courtesy to not have that nonsense.
But I don't watch it. Have you watched The Toys That Made Us?
Not yet.
Oh, you should watch it. It's good. Oh.
Credits.
And the rest.
So it's Hulu. So that was Inhumans number 2.
Divide and Conquer is next.
This one was, I don't know.
It was those who would destroy us.
Jacob.
Here's the thing.
What would you say is the most turtle-rific part?
I know I said earlier what it was, but I don't remember what I said it was. It was something other than the dog. Was it the man who really loves his bus?
That may have been one of the ones he said.
Yeah, I don't remember, but that's why I said it when they happened. So refer back.
Well, my most turtle-rific part is that we finally got to see the doorman.
Well, you have been talking about the doorman.
What the fuck is his name?
Eldred?
Eldrack. Eldrack. We got to see Eldrack. I really wish he was a freestanding door. Your most terrific parts that you mentioned as we went through were the folding cell phone.
Oh, which yeah. Which
is a pretty cool shot.
Those are pretty good. It's
a pretty cool visual trick. There was another one.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Also, I liked Karnak falling down because nobody knows how his powers work.
Yes. I'm glad we got Gorgon's horse feet again. That was pretty good.
They looked a lot more awkward to stand in on sand than they did when he was standing on solid ground.
There's not a whole lot of clearly hooves, like a full body shot where hooves are standing on the sand.
Yeah.
Because he probably fell down a lot.
That's probably why he was wearing his normal boots.
Overall, the turtle-rific meter, through the roof.
Who would you say is the most likable character?
Oh, no, it's not to be that dog again.
You can pick whoever you want. I don't give a shit.
I'm going to go with the guy who loves his bus.
He did love his bus
a lot.
He's
so dead.
Yeah, his neck got snapped real easy.
I also like the cab driver.
He tried grabbing her hand because he was like, hey, you can't be on here right now. I'm trying to clean the bus. He cleaned his way from the back to the front.
Right, yeah.
Missed the cell phone. It was cleaning his steering wheel. He was just about to go home and she fucking murdered him.
He probably has a wife and kids who were like, doesn't dad usually come home about now? No one's eaten dad's dinner. Something's wrong.
He's got my favorite tarp in the back of his pickup truck. The good tarp. I'm going to get married on it.
Yeah, that cab driver was fun too, who almost ran over that dog.
I really enjoyed the surfer guy who was kind of nonplussed by the idea of living on the moon. That's cool. That's
neat. Cool.
That's an appropriate.
Oh, you mean the blue area of the moon? Isn't that where Dark Phoenix died?
No.
Yeah.
Well, yes, she died. Well, is the Inhuman settlement the same as the blue area?
I don't know.
I don't feel like they had.
If you want oxygen, that's what you need.
Well, the Inhumans didn't show up during the Dark Phoenix thing.
That's true.
So I don't think that they're the same place.
I don't know, man.
I don't know either, dude. So, join us next week when we watch the third one.
We're going to watch the third one?
Whatever the title was.
Divide and Conquer.
That's it. You can follow the show at Failed Pop Culture with no E at the end.
Do it. Follow it. I fucking dare you.
You can follow me at Sandwich Surplus.
Do it. Follow him. I fucking dare you.
You can email the show at popculturefailure@gmail.com.
Do it. Email him. I fucking dare you.
And Jake is Midwest Love Affair.
Do it. Fucking follow me. I fucking dare you.
So aggressive.
I don't know. I took a nap before I came.
Gonna get a beer in you.
Yeah.
But yeah, thanks very much, guys. If you want, you can rate and review us on iTunes and or whatever podcatcher you use.
Fucking do it. I fucking dare you.
It'd be rad if you did. We'll see you next week.
Yep.
Bye.
I'm only human. After all, don't put the blame on me. Don't put the blame on me. I'm only human, I do what I can. I'm just a man,
I do what I can, don't put the blame on me. Don't put your blame on me.